News, claims, or representations may not reflect those of AM 1220 The Word or Salem Communications.
Hi, and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's toll free, 888-677-9673. Join the conversation live with Pastor Al. And now, here is your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until 2 o'clock here on AM 1220, The Word. I hope you'll be able to stick with us. And if you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, we'd love to hear from you this afternoon. Our telephone lines are open. You can give us a call toll-free, 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. And or you can go for our local number, 216-901-0933. That's 216-901-0933. And we'll get you on the air here this afternoon. Let's go ahead and open in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you again for the opportunity to be on the air today. And Lord, we just want to thank you for the blessing that we have to be able to have the freedom, to be able to be on the air, to be able to go to church and to be able to worship you, tell people about you. And we just pray that program today, that you would use that in some way to be able to point people to Christ, Lord, that they might be saved, encourage believers in their walk with you. And Lord, as we see the things happening in the world around us, Lord, just pray that you'd help us, Lord, to look up and to not be fearful, not to be weary, but to know that Jesus is coming soon and we should be encouraged. Blessed now, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, it's good to be with you here this afternoon, and lots going on in the world today. And it's, you know, sometimes you don't know where to look at first and all. But my wife called me just before we went on the air here today. And I guess the latest thing in the news, something that bears watching. And, you know, the day that we live in, especially with the anniversary of the September 11 attacks rolling around next week. It'd be Thursday next week. It'll be September 11. I believe it's the 13th anniversary there. And you think of the things that are happening in the Middle East and, of course, the terror threat and certainly reports of a group in Juarez, Mexico, across from El Paso, Texas, that has threatened attacks. Some of the they're connected with the Islamic State or ISIS or ISIL, whichever one you want to call it. They call themselves the Islamic State now, and they threatened attacks there. And the King of Saudi Arabia recently warned the United States that there were plans for a series of attacks in Europe and then in the United States. And so people are kind of on edge today. And then there's a breaking story, I guess, right now. That NORAD, that's the North American Air Defense, they scrambled some Air Force jets, interceptors, to go out over the Atlantic Ocean. There's a commuter aircraft, I guess that's it left from Rochester, New York, and it's headed down towards Florida, and they're right now watching it. It's a light business and utility aircraft, a Cicada TBM-700, if you are familiar with that sort of thing. And it's flying across along the Atlantic Ocean, along the East Coast, and they're watching it because it's unresponsive, and they're not 100% sure what's going on, but they've been trying to contact the people on the airplane, and they're getting no response. And if you remember, about a week or so ago, there was a similar story. There was a Cessna, I think it was, that was flying, and the pilot had suffered apparently some sort of medical emergency and had passed out when one of the Air Force jets that intercepted it, they got to where they could see, and they actually saw the pilot slumped over the controls, and it was on autopilot. It actually traveled through some restricted airspace and then went out and crashed into the water. I think it was the Atlantic or somewhere out there. But so they're watching this one, and they don't know what's happened yet. And so pray for the situation there. If you think about it, from Rochester, New York, down to Florida, there's a lot of sensitive areas along that way, not the least of which, of course, is Washington, D.C. And, you know, we think about things that have happened, and we need to pray for our country, and we need to pray that God would not lift his hand of protection off our country. But the problem is, you know, the Bible says that God would bless those that bless Israel and curse those that curse Israel, and our country has been blessed and protected miraculously in many ways, and we have blessed and stood by the nation of Israel throughout the history of the state of Israel and the Jewish people throughout the history of this country, even before we were founded, and God's blessed. And yet in the last couple of years, in particular, last few years, we have been increasingly turning our hands against Israel and failing to take their side and to stand beside them. So it puts us in a dangerous area. Not exactly what I was planning on starting with here today, but it does kind of tie in. And like I said, if you've got a question about current events in light of God's Word, or just a question about the Bible, we'll take that. And you can give us a call toll-free, 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. We'd love to hear from you this afternoon. And as I was looking at some things here, I had the opportunity to sit in for Bruce Musselman yesterday on his program, Where is God's Word, from 3 o'clock until 4 o'clock. And I was talking about some of the things that are happening in the world. And I kind of closed with Luke chapter 21, verse 28, where the Bible says, "And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for our redemption draweth nigh." And that's an important thing to understand. We talk about Bible prophecy, and we talk about science in the Bible, and we talk about the historical accuracy of the Bible. And we go through a number of these things, and all of this exists not just so that we can go, "Wow, that's amazing," but it's to underscore the authenticity of the Word of God. It's there to give us reason for our faith in the Bible, and if we have reason to believe the Bible, then that makes the gospel message reasonable. It makes it reasonable to believe that God is who the Bible says that he is, and that Jesus Christ is who the Bible says that he is, God manifested in the flesh, who came into this world and died on the cross and shed his blood to pay for our sins, was buried, and rose again the third day victorious over sin and death. And if all these things are true, then it makes it reasonable that we should trust Christ as our Savior. And that's what all of this is for. There's a whole branch of study people call it apologetics. And apologetics is essentially looking at the Bible and then giving reasons why it's believable, and much of what we do on the program, I guess, could be called apologetics. It's not that we're making an apology for the Bible, but it's that we are upholding what it says. And when you see the accuracy of prophecy, I pointed out when I was on the radio yesterday, we've talked about it on this program and also on our Sunday night program. Of course, we're on every Sunday night from 11 o'clock until midnight right here on AM 1220 The Word. And we've talked about how Bible prophecy, you can see the nations in Psalm 83 lining up wanting to destroy the nation of Israel and keep them from being a nation anymore, that the name of Israel may no longer be remembered. And when you look at that, you can see that with Hamas in the Gaza Strip, and also with the Muslim Brotherhood and Al-Qaeda, as well as the Islamic State and Hezbollah, you can see the nations in Psalm 83, as well as elsewhere, lined up against the nation of Israel, wanting that the name of Israel would be no longer in remembrance. And it's not the name of Judah or the name of Judea, it's the name of Israel. And what do we have today? We have groups that are in those nations in Psalm 83 lined up wanting to remove the nation or name of Israel and destroy the nation that goes by that name. And that's what we have here in the world today since 1948. And Nobody knew that they were going to be named Israel until they declared their sovereignty and released to the world. They were going to call their new state Israel. And so there it is. And those nations are separate from the nations in Ezekiel 38 that form an outer ring around Israel that want to invade Israel. And the nations that want to destroy Israel first are not in Ezekiel 38. And I think that's because the Bible says they'll be destroyed. I'm covering a lot of things really quickly there, just to show that we can see those prophecies coming together, and we can see these things beginning to take place. And that should give us reason not only to look up, as the Bible says, for our redemption draweth nigh, but also reason to believe the Bible is true. And if we believe the Bible is true, we need to make sure that we know Jesus Christ as our Savior, and then that we do something to reach out to those around us, because the Bible has told us as believers to go into all the world, preach the gospel. You know, we're supposed to be an evangelical faith. We're supposed to carry the word of God, the gospel message, to all the world. We're supposed to share what the Bible says about salvation to those that are lost. Unsaved people frequently say, "Oh, I just hate it when these born-again Christians try to cram their faith down my throat." Well, we don't need to cram it down their throat, but what we do need to do is give a reasonable basis for what we believe and share with them why we believe that they need to be saved, why we believe that they're in danger of dying and going out into a Christless eternity, spending eternity in the lake of fire, and why it's reasonable to believe the Bible, why they need to be saved. We need to reach people with the gospel. It's one of the reasons we do this program, so that we can reach out beyond the doors of our church, beyond the doors of our community, really beyond the doors of our locality, because through this, it goes on the air, and we get people in China, we get people in Russia, we get people in Saudi Arabia who actually download copies of our programs from our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com if you want to see some of our previous programs. But we do this to reach out with the gospel and help people to see it's reasonable to believe the Bible and that the gospel message is true. Well, you can give us a call, 888-677-9673, and I have Claudia calling in today. And Claudia, welcome to the program this afternoon.
Thank you, sir, and I want to thank you for your program, and I want to thank you for your service to your country,
and I
just want to thank you for everything.
Well, I appreciate that.
And yes, sir, and I was calling. I stand at the abortion clinic.
Right.
And you know, I talk to people that, you know, go in there, and obviously I talk to, you know, people going, you know, by in the car, and the abortion clinic is right, this is in Akron, the abortion clinic is next to dry cleaners, so, you know, I'm able to talk to people who go in and out of the dry cleaner. But I was just wondering, I know there's some places, obviously, in the Bible that, you know, states, Don't harm, you know, God's image. Don't harm God's children. It's better to have a millstone, you know, put around your neck if you harm a little one. Or, you know, I know there's somewhere also in the Bible that states, you know, we are to warn the people of what is right and what is wrong. And also, there's somewhere in the Bible, I know I've heard these things and I just can't find them.
Okay.
There's somewhere in the Bible that says, you know, a nation that forgets their God.
Right.
And I was just wondering if you knew of any other verses, and if you could help me find those verses that I did just repeat. If there's any other verses that you are aware of that I can, you know, talk to people about, you know, I hand out tracts. Talk to people that it's not good to get an abortion. Yes, there are many facts that it does not only kill, but it harms the female.
Right, you know, and there's a lot of harm done to the woman as well as obviously to the child.
Yes.
But let me give you a good passage here. This is a passage that I find interesting when we look at the issue of abortion, and it is murder. And murder is condemned by God. Actually, let me go to one passage before that. In Luke, I'm sorry, I'm talking about Luke earlier. In Genesis chapter 9, when Noah got off from the ark with his sons and their daughters,
yes.
And God was speaking to him,
Yes.
And to all of them, to the entire human race, really, at this time, because it's all there was.
Yes.
And this is preserved for us, of course, and it's important. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 9 and verse number 5, he yes. says, "And surely your blood of your lives will I require. At the hand of every beast will I require it, and at the hand of man, at the hand of every man's brother will I require the life of man. Whoso sheddeth man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed." And here's what you're getting at. "For for in the image of God made he man." And see what happens when somebody commits murder. I believe that there's a demonic aspect to murder, you know, that the devil, or a devil at least, is in many cases driving somebody to commit this act of murder. But in doing so, right here, God says about it that when somebody sheds man's blood, talking about murder, it's equated to striking at God, for in the image of God made he man. And this is a way to, in a sense, you ever see where people get mad at somebody and they put their face, you know, the picture of that person on a dartboard or something?
Yes.
And they throw darts at
it. Throw darts. Yes.
Yeah. And I've even been some places in some gun stores and stuff where they have shooting ranges where you could buy a target that had a picture of Osama bin Laden on it, or something like that. And you
put
it up there.
I like that.
You shoot away. But what are you doing? You're shooting at the image of somebody that you don't like.
That's correct.
And trying to destroy that person vicariously.
Yes.
And that's what murder ultimately is.
Yes.
It's a strike at the image of God. It's an attempt, in a sense, it's a way of attacking God vicariously.
Yes, and, I agree.
And so that's one of the reasons God is so against murder. And by the way, we're talking about murder there and not capital punishment, because he says that, and let me turn back over here again before I get onto the next one here. He said right there in verse number 5, "And surely your blood of your lives will I require, at the hand of every beast will I require, and at the hand of every man, the hand of every man's brother will I require the life of man." Meaning somebody that commits murder, their life is to be taken.
Is to be taken.
Yeah, and even in the law, you know, it was there, even an animal, for instance, an ox that gores somebody and kills them, they were supposed to kill that ox.
Okay.
Yeah, so there's things, so God takes murder, and of course, capital punishment is reinforced throughout the Bible, and that is something that is authorized. It's different than murder. The next one I want to go to is Exodus chapter 21, and I would encourage people to, if you got a good Bible program, you can go through some of these things and find them pretty easily. In fact, you can go online if you've got a computer, and you can download eSword for free. It's a great program, and it's free. You can find all kind of things with that.
What is it called?
eSword, E-Sword, S-W-O-R-D. And it's free. There's ones you can pay for. I've got a program that I like that I bought some time ago called Sword Searcher, and I think it's really excellent, Sword Searcher. But eSword's pretty good. You get it for free. In Exodus, and lose my place here, Exodus chapter 21, here's an interesting passage, and kind of relate this to what's happening with abortion, because people with abortion, I may not get to all of your references here right away, but these are some good things. People say with an abortion, it's not really alive.
No, it's pro-choice.
Yeah, but I mean, they're talking about the unborn child. They're saying, it's not really alive. Well, if it's not alive, why do you need an abortion?
Why do you kill it?
Yeah, why do you need an abortion if it's not alive?
Correct. That's the way
Because people have stillborn children.
Yes.
And stillborn child is not alive.
That's correct. And
there's women who go to the doctor and they receive terrible news that their unborn child is no longer moving and that it has died in the womb.
Yes.
So obviously it's alive.
That's right.
To try and say it's not alive is just a lie. It's right. to cover up. It is alive. At it the is. Moment of conception, yeah. you have a living organism that's distinct from the mother, distinct from the father. Its right. own DNA. It's unique. It is alive. It's growing. It's taking in nutrients. It's excreting waste, and it's growing. It's moving. It's doing things.
Yeah.
And
right.
so it's just at a different stage of growth than a newborn child is.
That's right.
A newborn child's at a considerably different stage of growth than an adult human is.
That's right.
And so it's just different stages in life, yes. but it's alive, yes. and it's definitely human. It's yes. not a puppy.
That's right.
You know,
exactly.
It's human.
Uh-huh.
It's human DNA. If you sampled the DNA, it's human DNA.
Oh,
it's
yes,
just at a different
right.
stage in its growth. So you cannot deny it medically or biologically that at the moment of conception, you have a living human being.
I agree.
Abortion ends a life of a living human being. That's scientifically accurate. Anybody that says that doesn't, or you, it's above my pay grade whether or not it's alive. Either they yeah. don't know what they're talking about, or they have been completely fooled by somebody, or they're lying through their teeth.
Yes.
But here in Exodus chapter 21,
yes.
if it's not alive, then look at this: what God says. Exodus 21, verse 22. Verse 22. Exodus 21,
okay.
verse 22.
Yes. Yes.
If men strive and hurt a woman with child, this is a woman who's pregnant,
uh-huh.
so that her fruit depart from her, that's the unborn child,
yes.
Is caused to deliver prematurely, her fruit depart from her.
Yes.
And he says this, and yet no mischief follow, he shall be surely punished according as the woman's husband will lay upon him, and he shall pay as the judges determine. So no mischief means that the child is born, but it survives. And you can see that in verse 23, because it says, and if any mischief follow, then thou shalt give, notice what he says, life
yep.
for life.
Life.
Now, you know, we can talk about a lot of things, but uh-huh. remember in Genesis chapter 9,
yes.
God condemned murder.
Yes.
And he
yes.
said, life for life.
For life.
Here in yep. Exodus chapter
right
22,
uh-huh.
or, I'm sorry, 21, verse 22 and 23,
yes.
we have a case. Two men are fighting, and perhaps the woman is there, and she maybe tries to intervene or something, or whatever happens. She's struck. She's injured. She
mm-hmm.
falls down, and the injury causes her to go prematurely into labor, and the child is born prematurely, and the child dies. He says, then life, thou shalt give life,
life for life.
Life. How much clearer can you get?
How much clearer? That's
now,
correct.
For the Christian who says, well, the Bible's not clear on it, they just don't read their Bible. That's all there is
correct.
To it.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, that is the case with a lot of people.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, there are pastors who they don't either don't look at this or they don't believe it.
Or they don't believe it.
They
yeah.
just don't believe it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
it's a very clear principle.
It is.
God considers the unborn child a living being. Now, there's other passages. Remember when Mary was told that she would give birth to the Christ child, and
yes.
she went to her cousin Elizabeth's house.
Yes.
And
yes.
Elizabeth was pregnant at the time with John, who became
yes.
John
yes.
the Baptist.
Baptist yes.
And remember what happened when Mary came in and greeted Elizabeth?
Leaped in her womb.
Yes, Elizabeth
yes.
said, the babe leaped in my womb
yes. Yes.
at her salutation.
Yes,
and
yes.
I'm trying to think. I think it's either Isaiah or Ezekiel that said that even when I was in my mother's womb, God called me.
God called
and
me,
then
yes.
David wrote, of course, in the Psalms that I'm fearfully and wonderfully made.
Wonderfully made,
and,
yes.
You know, and he says that all his members were written in the book. I believe that book is the DNA. And it told
okay.
how he performed. Even before he began to differentiate, you know, the first few divisions of cells, there's no differentiation. And then after that, it starts to differentiate and produce
DNA,
the
yeah.
child. But,
yeah.
you know, it's fascinating. And when you look at the Bible, it's very simple. If a man strive with a woman, there it is. If
there it
mischief
is.
Follow, then Gotta
there
give
it is.
Life for life.
Life for life. Well, I want to thank you for your knowledge.
Oh,
and
thank you.
And I want to ask you to please continue to give us the knowledge.
All right. Keep trying
all
to
right,
pray
God
for
bless
me.
You.
Thank you. And keep up the good work that you're doing. Hey, we're out of time. Join us tonight at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express for our Bible study. And to join us next week. God bless. Have a great weekend.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. Pastor Al Davis is the pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. You can contact Pastor Al by calling 330-659-6561 or by writing Post Office Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Pastor Al invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday night at 6. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express, located at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express from 7 to 9. You can learn more about Pastor Al and the Bible Baptist Church online at live.maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation with Pastor Al this Sunday night at 11 p.m. and again next Friday afternoon at 1:30 on AM 1220 The Word. The preceding program has been sponsored by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield.
The preceding